The following is a sponsored program on WBT.
Investment advice provided on the following program is on an individual basis. Listeners should not consider today's discussion as a recommendation for any investment and should carefully evaluate before investing. This is your Real Estate Today on News Talk 1110 WBT.
Hello and welcome to the show, Your Real Estate Today. Happy Saturday, and we hope wherever you are enjoying your Saturday, and we've got you for the next hour to talk about everything having to do with real estate. Today is a loaded show today. We've got a lot to share with you, and we are excited for the time that we get to share. And for longtime listeners as well as new listeners, we're going to be covering a lot of subjects today. As we do, we're going to have Sandy come up here in just a moment with the Cross Country Mortgage update. And then for the remainder of the show, Marty and Sam Ivey are going to be with us, and they are going to share some insights today. Actually, I don't know what they have in store yet because they haven't told me. So I know it will come soon, and it will be something you're going to want to listen to. But let me just start, as I always do, with something that I learned this week. Okay. Moving. Are you really ready to move? Most people aren't. And when I say ready, doesn't mean mentally you may not be ready to move. You may. However, little do I know, that's probably a better way to say this, little do you know, so that includes me, that each and every time you do it, you certainly learn something, but you're never feeling like you're prepared, no matter how much preparation you do. You felt that way, haven't you, Sandy, when you moved?
Yep, I did.
Yep. So, you know, when you move, there's a couple of key attributes that I would put in front of you. Number one, you better pick a mover that's going to show up. You better pick a mover that's going to show up. Because when they don't show up, it sets a precedent for the day that makes it a lot more challenging. Number two, realize that things are going to come up. And more than likely, something is going to break. So, try to be as selective as you can. And don't make the things that are necessities tight on your timeline. Here's an example. Like having a delivery of the bed that you need to sleep in on the day that you're about to move. Because more than likely, either somebody's going to be late or something's going to be wrong. Second, if you need internet to do your job or to do everything else, don't schedule it for the only day when you absolutely need it. It isn't going to work. It never works. So, that was just something that came up for personal experience. So, I'm just saying. So, here's my thoughts of the day. Why, oh why, would you ever hire a property manager if you have a long-term tenant? Why, oh why, would you ever hire a property manager if you have a long-term tenant? Most people say, they've been with me a long time. They always pay their rent on time. I don't need a property manager. Well, let me share, all right? First is somewhat common sense. It's the old adage, what is your time worth? Do you want those calls or issues for managing the property in the middle of the night? I remember years ago, and it's in my book, Opportunity is Knocking, available at pauljamison.com or on Amazon Prime, that there was a tenant that called me at 11 p.m. one evening to share with me at a home that I had available for rent in Cincinnati, Ohio, while I was living in Charlotte, that the light bulb had gone out on the front porch and asked when I was going to change it. I said, never. But they did call me at 11 p.m. to let me know that it was out. How nice of them. So I sent him a check for $2.50. So next, investment in real estate is not a passive thing. It is not something to be taken lightly. It takes work. I think about my properties and my clients' properties as a fund, a real estate fund. And I manage mine and other people's that way. You know, just because it's real estate doesn't mean that it's not a part of your investment portfolio, and you need to take it seriously and think about it like that. Here's the biggie, number three, compliance. It's tricky today, folks. Tenants are very, very educated, and they have resources available. You need to watch out for fair housing laws. Here's an example. Do you know how to handle service animals if someone makes a request for one? Do you know the right thing to do or say? They do. And how you handle that issue could be really, really difficult. Or, you know, what happens when they move in and there's a problem? And how you handle it if you need access to the property. All of those things are now a part of rules and regulations you know you need to be a part of. Next, what do you do when there's an issue? We tell our clients we don't want them to be known by the tenant at all. We don't want to know their name. We don't want them to know their name. We don't want them to know where they live. We don't want them to know their phone number. They deal with us. We deal with the owner. And that's the best way to do it. Stay out of the center, because a tenant will work the owner against the property manager, or the property manager already knows when they're working you against the owner. We know what to do and say. All right? Property management means actually what it says, managing the property. And we leverage our relationships with vendors. When you manage hundreds of properties, those relationships matter. All right? For pricing, for service, for attention. When we scream loud, our vendors that we're in relationship with listen. And also, we're there to help you make decisions. Tenants, you know, do you have the screening tools we do? I doubt it. What if it's time to sell? We can help you with that. What about what to fix, not to fix? Or what is a true emergency? Or what makes the most sense today for that piece of property? Or what things do you do to make it work better? It's about experience, right? We're not just business owners in the property management business. We're also investors. And that's how we started. Purely out of a need to find a management company to take care of what the investor is really looking for and do it the way an investor expects it to be done. So think about it. If you're interested in managing property, you can call us at 846-DUNN, 846-3663. All right. Sandy, how about that cross-country mortgage moment?
Yep, here we go. So let's talk about appreciation.
Oh.
And the Case-Shiller report that came out. So this is our most reliable report on appreciation, and it states that as of January, appreciation is at a 15-year high. It's gone from 10.4% to 11.2%. Mm. And this is important because of wealth creation. So say you have even 8% appreciation, and you buy a $300,000 house, and it appreciates 8% the first year, you are gaining $24,000 on that property. So a lot of people may be thinking, well, did I miss out on the boat with the rates going up and stuff? And the answer is no. The demand is still super strong, and it's increasing. The millennials that were born 33 years ago are now turning of age to buy. So we currently have about 1.03 million in inventory. If you look at comparatively back in 07-08, there was 3.5 million. So there's still a lot of demand and a lot of opportunity. The highest areas of appreciation are Phoenix, Arizona at 15.8, Seattle at 14.3, and San Diego at 14.2. And finally, let's talk a little bit about the Biden plan. The mortgage market is considering that to be inflationary. And what will that mean for the market? It will mean that the rates will go up. So now is the perfect time to buy if you can find that house.
Absolutely. Or refi too, Sandy, right?
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
How do they get in touch with you if they want to do that?
They call me at 704-577-0144.
704-577-0144. Sandy Dickinson with Cross Country Mortgage. If you're looking to buy, get to her early. If you're looking to refi, get with her early also. So give her a call. Thank you, Sandy.
Thank you.
We'll talk to you all just in a moment. We got Marty and Sam Ivey coming up the show, Your Real Estate Today, here on News Talk 1110-993 WBT. Stay right with us. Welcome back to the show, Your Real Estate Today. Hey, it's Paul Jamison. Thanks for spending your Saturday with us. Here with Marty and Sam Ivey with Ivey Exterminating. They've been a partner to Jamison for many years and been around in our community since 1954. So glad that you're with us, Marty. Sam, hello and welcome back.
Hey, Paul. Good to see you.
Yeah, glad to be seen. All right, guys. You know, we were talking at the break and want to hear more carpenter bees. Carpenter bees, I've seen them. They're out in groves right now, are they not? They're attacking you, too. They're dive bombing you.
They are dive bombing left and right. They have popped very early this year. Typically, the males are the first to come out. There's typically two kind of pops of them. There's a early spring and an early summer pop of them. And typically, most customers are going to confuse the carpenter bee with a bumblebee. But the carpenter bee has a black, shiny abdomen. And they get out, and the males are very aggressive because they've come out and they are ready to procreate and expand their kingdom and do what they need to do. And one of the things is on the sunny side of the house, a lot of times these carpenter bees will show up on the fascia board of the overhangs. If you got a pergola or any kind of decking on the back, they'll get up underneath that or the railings. And that carpenter bee is amazing because they will drill out a perfect 5/8 inch hole and bore. And what they're doing is they're not eating the wood. They're just drilling it out so that the female can lay a nest. And the female will go in there and she will lay her eggs and she'll pack kind of a pollen ball in there so that the larva will have something to feed on once they hatch in there. And then once that happens, they'll come back out and they'll start flying around, pollinating, and continue the cycle. It's a real problem for homes, especially if you got cedar, redwood around it, anything like that. It can become a real problem because you end up with all these unsightly holes around your property. And it's pretty simple to take care of. It can be kind of complicated depending upon the conditions of your home, though. So you do need an expert to come out and take care of it. One of the problems that we hear all the time from customers is they just can't figure out why they keep coming back. And a lot of customers, they'll immediately, once they spray them with something from Home Depot, that they'll patch the holes back up with a putty and paint it back over. Well, what happens is when those larvae, they come out and they pupate, they come out and they will rebore through that putty. And so if you're going to pack those holes and try to fix your property up, you really need to put something like a steel wool or Reynolds aluminum foil, pack that in there first, then put a wood filler in there and then paint over it. And that way, if anything does hatch within those nests, it won't be able to bore through that steel mesh, and then you'll be able to kind of keep knocking them down that way.
Yeah, Sam. Also, how often do you have to treat? Because you guys treated my house for them last year. Do you need to come out and treat again this year?
Yeah, it can be a problem, and it really, you know, one of the problems that we have to communicate with our customers is you may take care of treating your house, but that doesn't mean that your neighbors to the right or the left are taking care and treating their homes as well, too. And so as this kind of population density occurs with these insects, they'll forge out looking for new opportunities. And so as a homeowner, it is very important for you to pack and fill those holes because that female will fly around and see open holes on your property. And then she thinks to herself, hey, here's a home. It's on the market. It's free. I'm going to move in and I'm going to expand and I'm going to, and she'll actually make that nest worse. And one of the things that happens is those nests get bad, woodpeckers will begin to see those bees flying around, and those woodpeckers know that there's larvae in those holes, and so they'll come through and they'll actually operate off of kind of an echo location, and they will tap on that wood to figure out where the hollow points are in the wood, and that woodpecker will know those larvae are in there, and they'll start tearing the side of your house apart. So it is very important to stay on top of it, because it can go something from a small cost to fix to now you're looking at big money on repairs fixing the side of your house.
Yeah, so again, I think one of the things I would appreciate is, you know, last year I called you and Marty because we had some of those flying around, and you came out and you treated some wood accents we had on our house. So I see them flying around again this year. So should you be out there now going ahead and treating it? Should I call and get on the schedule? Because I don't want to have, they bored two or three holes in some wood on the side of the house last year.
Yeah, preventative treatments are always a great idea. We have a ton of customers that they're just set up on a yearly cycle just because they have so much cedar or redwood trim around the house, and they want that protection on a yearly basis. Some customers are more reactionary, but definitely if you're concerned about your home, be on a proactive approach and have us come out yearly to take care of it to make sure your home's going to be treated and protected.
Okay, so between segments, I have to call the office.
We'll handle it for you.
We'll put a good word in for you.
Okay.
We'll handle it. Just get
okay.
off air.
Okay. All right, because I mean, I mean, last year I remember calling you in a state of panic. I was all these holes in that new woodwork we just did, and it's just like, really? Dang, it didn't take them any time.
You were really scared of, Paul, they were going to get in your garage and get in the exotic cars you've got.
You just talking sideways, aren't you? You just talking sideways. Yeah, I don't want them to touch my Prius. That's what I'm thinking.
Well, I.
Yeah, the batteries don't do well in sawdust.
You've got your Prius fixed up. You've got mags on it.
I do. I do. Airbags and everything. That's right.
Yeah.
Okay, so we're talking about those. And, you know, I bought one of those tennis racket things that has the electrical mm-hmm. shock on it. If they
yeah.
come, I'm looking. I'm looking to practice my forehand and my backhand. Those things are pretty cool.
I understand.
Cool. Those things are pretty cool. Also, around my house, I've noticed that, you know, there's a lot of mosquitoes right now. I'm not into mosquitoes, my man. I'm not.
Well, it's all that exposed skin that they get into.
Yes, they get into the old man's skin. You're just after me today, man. What is this? golly.
The problem we have had this year, it's going to be the big problem this year, is we've had so much wet weather. And resulting for the wet weather is we've got a lot of trees that are aging out and they're dropping limbs. And when they drop limbs, they cause depressions in the property. When you get depressions in the property like that, you get areas that hold small amount of water. Mosquitoes can start to reproduce in an area as small as a bottle cap, as a Coca-Cola cap of water. They can start reproduction in that small amount of water. And, you know, it's fascinating to me, especially this time of year, how quick your gutters get filled back up with debris, and you've got standing water in those issues. And one of the fascinating things that we've talked about plenty of times on the show is I do not understand why people take splash blocks around their house and turn them backwards. They hold water, that lip holds that water in there, and it's become a mosquito heaven. Mosquitoes are going to be bad this year. We've had a lot of wet weather. We've had a lot of areas that are very, very conducive for habit, from start to reproduce, and they're going to be a problem. And the amazing thing that people can't get their hands around about mosquitoes are, is the fact that when a mosquito bites you, they're not biting you for food. They're biting, it's a female that bites you, and she's biting you for protein, the blood for protein, to reproduce. Typically, she wants to fly within 10 or 15 feet of the host animal, typically about 10 feet. She lands on a vertical surface. She gets her wind back or her sea legs back, and then she flies the host animal, takes a blood meal.
I don't want to be the protein bar, Marty. I don't want to be the protein bar for the beast. I do not.
I put these protein bars out. They never touch them.
Yeah, I try. I mean, it's like we're going to talk more about this after the break, but I am not their meal. And I don't want to be. And you have a way to help me fix that problem, yes?
Yes. And right. You're gonna when you're hanging out by your pool, you're not gonna wear that Speedo anymore.
I haven't had my chest exposed since 1985, so we're not even gonna talk about that. All right, so here we go. More from Marty's personal attacks on me after the break here on News Talk 1110 and 99.3 WBT. Stay tuned, for goodness sake.
The following is a sponsored program on WBT.
Hello, welcome back to Show Your Real Estate Today. Paul Jamison here with the Jamison family of companies. That's Realty Property Management and Property Investments. Thank you for spending your Saturday with us here with Marty and Sam Ivy with Ivy Exterminating. Hey, guys.
Hey.
All right. So before the break, we were in the midst of the mosquito extravaganza, which is happening right now in our area. You know, one of the things, Marty and Sam, that I noticed this year, you were talking about the people that turn the splash blocks backwards at the end of their gutters thinking that's a good thing, and yet all it does is create a pool of water back into your crawl space and a mosquito haven, is that a lot of times because of the COVID, people spent more time at home. They spent more time at home, which means their kids were home more, which means they played outside more, which means there were more toys outside more. And so those toys, which they've left outside, collect water.
Water. And, you know, it's just overwhelming, Paul. That's what people really don't get their hands around. It just gets overwhelming that the things outside, drip trays on plants. I mean, you water them, and then you get a lot of auxiliary rainfall that gets into them, and they stay wet, and then they became a mosquito heaven. You go outside, and trying to enjoy your hardscape areas, and you basically are getting inundated by mosquito attacks.
Yeah,
it is a huge problem, and the point I was going to make earlier is mosquitoes get their nourishment to live and survive off a plant. They feed off of plant growth. And through their sugars and starches, they get off plants. And what we do is we come around the outside of the house and treat these plant areas with a low toxicity insecticide that does an excellent job controlling these mosquitoes. Mm-hmm. And, you know, it can cut the mosquito population down around the exterior of your home to practically nothing. It's amazing to see the effects it has. I use it at my home, and I can tell you when we're outside that, you know, you got about a 23 to 30 day window frame that these mosquito treatments start to fall off. And I can tell you to the day just about when that mosquito treatment has fallen off, because I will go outside and it will be, I mean, you're running for your life.
Yeah.
You know, I do that kind of funny little jingle. You know it's mosquito time when it's cutting into your margarita.
I know it's on the hole button. I love it. And your office.
I mean, you know, you go outside, and I sometimes I go outside on a Friday afternoon. I'll get home from work and I'm trying to relax, and I'll step outside, and if that mosquito treatment has failed, I mean, they will literally run you out of the yard.
Yeah.
And people think that all mosquito treatments are the same. They're not. We've got several customers that talk about that they have their home treated by us, and their neighbor will have their home treated by somebody else. And when they come out to talk in the afternoon, they'll tell their neighbors to come over on their side of the yard because their side of the yard is mosquito-free and their neighbors are getting inundated with mosquitoes.
Yeah.
And I'm not bragging. I'm just telling you what we hear when people call in and tell us.
Well, that's what happened
really
to me.
Kind of funny, but
that's exactly what happened to me when you treated my yard and my neighbors didn't.
It's amazing. I mean, it really is.
We were having a different experience when, Carrie would go out and work in the plants or whatever. And
people
make
home
difference.
More day. They spent escape contractors. They're talking about all this money people are spending on hardscapes around the site. These hardscapes have no need to go outside and enjoy them.
That's right.
And that's just a fact.
Yeah.
But, if you've got a mosquito problem, you can give us a call at 704-334-1616 or bugivy.com.
Yeah, that's absolutely right. And, kind of carrying along with that theme around the mosquitoes and what draws the mosquitoes in, and you talked about it earlier, that splash blocks and where the water is coming off your roof and the different places where water is intruding into your home creates not just a mosquito problem, but a moisture problem.
Absolutely, Paul. I mean, the moisture problems in crawl spaces are at an epic proportion due to the amount of rain we've had this year and by the amount of heat and humidity we had last year. We are seeing crawl spaces change drastically in the last 18 months, and it's going to be a problem. As we've talked on the show before, air quality and microbial issues, fungi issues in crawl spaces, now affect about 72% of real estate transactions. It's something that is a concern on everybody. We used to have people never question us about it, but we're having about 80 to 90% of the transactions that we look at are inquiring us about microbial issues in crawl spaces.
Yeah, and I'll tell you, the statistic that I give time and time again, Marty and Sam, is the following. 72%.
Yeah.
I want to be clear. 72% of the reason why deals fall through in this marketplace, especially related to real estate, is moisture related, typically in the crawl space.
It's amazing. I mean, it's just amazing. And, people are putting in new air systems and they don't realize when they put in a new air system that air system's blowing faster, colder air through the air system. And if those air ducts are running in the crawl space, you're getting condensations that comes off of those air ducts from hot, humid air coming in from outside environments. Sometimes it can be a simple fix, and sometimes it can be a complicated fix. But it's something that you need to have somebody that you have some confidence in, that they know they're looking what they're looking at, and that how they can come up with a solution to stop the issue. You basically got two choices. One, you can do what I have called a hybrid system, where you put a vapor barrier down, shut your foundation vents, put a dehumidifier in the crawl space, which is very popular and affordable.
Mm-hmm.
Or
I've
you
done
can
that.
Do with a full-blown encapsulation, right, where you wrap walls and floors in the crawl space.
I've done versions of both of those in multiple houses with you,
yes,
and I will tell you, this is what we need to really think about. Okay, so we've talked about the damage that it does to the home. We've talked about the damage that it could do potentially to the value of your home. What we haven't talked about is what it does to your health.
Right.
You're breathing that stuff.
Yes. I mean, you figure at minimum 40% of the air inside the home is coming up from the crawl space.
Yeah.
40%. And if you're spending a lot of time in your house, which people are doing now due to COVID related. Uh-huh. Air quality is a huge concern.
It is.
I had an issue in my crawl space. You know the old saying, shoemaker's son goes barefooted. I'm in crawl spaces all day long. I didn't want to go in mine when I get home, but I had some issues in mine. I rectified mine. My eyes, immediately when I rectified mine, my eyes quit watering on the inside of the house, and I quit sneezing. And it was amazing the effect it had on my house.
And it really does.
Effect. More than anything, it cut down the maintenance. It cut down the painting, the caulking, and the repairs around the exterior of the home. It was amazing.
Yeah, you know the story because, Sam, you were involved. Marty, you were involved at my office. And when we did that crawl space and we put that dehumidifier in, that place always had a smell like grandma.
Right.
You know, I guess everybody out there knows what that smells like, you know, a little bit of too much cedar. when Marty put that system in, my employees were so excited that smell, that odor, especially if the house had been closed up over the weekend and you came in, it was even worse. Now we don't smell that stuff at all. And there's a little monitor, right, Marty, that's on our desk?
Right.
Yeah. Where we know if there's a problem with the moisture levels in the crawl space. It's pretty cool.
Yeah, I can't, in another 5 years, Paul, I say this a lot, in another 5 years, there'll be no more open-air crawl spaces. It'll be a thing of the past. Conditioning crawl spaces with dehumidified air is going to be something that's be paramount in the industry.
Yeah.
And it'll be something that'll be performed on every home for the simple reason it makes the house more energy efficient.
It does.
Energy is going to get expensive to heat and cool homes.
Yeah.
And you're just going to have to do everything you can to button them up.
That sounds right. Well, we've got a whole lot more to come with Sam and Marty Ivey from Ivey Exterminating. 704-334-1616 is their number. I'm Paul Jamison, your host. Happy to be with you. On a Saturday, there's more to come. Stay tuned. We'll be right back. News Talk 1110-993 WBT.
The following is a sponsored program on WBT.
Welcome back to Show Your Real Estate Today. I'm Paul Jamison, your host with the Jamison family of companies. That's Jamison Realty. For buyers and sellers, Jamison Property Management. If you are an investor and looking for a management company to manage your investment property, and Jamison Property Investments. If you're interested in investing, we want to help you find an investment property that meets your needs. So we're here to help and been in the market a long time, been on this program a long, long time, as has Marty been with me and Sam as well. 704-846-DUNN is my number, 846-3663, or on the web at myjamisonhomes.com. If you'd like a copy of my book and want to learn more about investing in real estate, it's called Opportunity is Knocking. It is available at pauljamison.com. I'll send you a signed copy, or you can pick it up at Amazon Prime. Make sure you go to Prime because there are people knocking off the sales of my book, charging more than they should. So it's a compliment, but not what you should be doing. So anyway, okay. As I alluded to in the first segment, for personal reasons, I had a quick 10 tips for moving. The first was make sure that you take a few hours out of the day and get your new home clean. Kitchen, bathrooms, bedrooms, etc. Because moving into a clean environment takes a lot less stress off because moving is stressful. Duh. It is. Very stressful. And sometimes there's not enough adult beverages to overcome that stress. Second, plan your meals. Know what you're going to eat. So, like I said earlier, don't plan for your refrigerator to come on moving day because guess what? More than likely, it ain't coming. So, make sure you have an alternative plan if the fridge doesn't come to eat and get your meals put together. And, you know, what are you going to do with your frozen stuff and your other stuff from your other place? Make sure you got all that stuff figured out. I said stuff like three times. All right. That's not good radio, is it? All right. Update all your accounts, bank accounts. Mail, you know as well as I do that the postal system stinks. Give yourself plenty of leverage to make sure you either talk to the seller or the buyer on your previous home so that you make arrangements to go get your mail because they're not going to send it all to you. You know, because sometimes like here in our area, it comes into Matthews, then it goes back to Raleigh. Then it comes back to your new address, and sometimes it takes 6 to 8 months to get a piece of mail. I sounded a little bit like Jack Nicholson there. It takes about 6 to 8 months to get a piece of mail. Okay, so update all the bank stuff. Make sure they know where you're going, your credit cards, all that kind of thing. Here's something I found really fun. So, all right, Sammy, a little trivia for you. How do you get rid of the dents in carpet from previous furniture? I know the answer. Do you?
Steam?
Close. You put an ice cube in it.
Ice cube.
You put an ice cube in it. By the time it melts, it's going to remove that dent from that old dresser that was there. Pretty cool, huh?
I like that.
Yeah, a little bit of self-remedy there. All right. Also, make sure when the move comes to protect your walls. Do anything you can, because more than likely, there's going to be a gouge or three. All right? Obvious stuff, protect your fragile items. Everybody knows that. Don't overpack your boxes. Keep your hardware together. So here's what I did. When I moved some stuff recently, I used those little Ziploc bags from Harris Teeter brand or Aldi or whatever, and I always put and labeled the hardware for the dresser, for the TV mount, for the whatever. Make sure you do that. The ad suggested another thing, wrap your utensils in plastic wrap. I don't know why you would do that, but I don't know. I'm just saying. And invest in space bags. I don't know why you would do that either. Maybe to put your bedding in. How about that? To keep it, you know, if it gets thrown on the truck or in a truck, to keep it from getting pollen on it. You can't go anywhere without getting pollen on anything right now. Oh, my gosh. What color's your car? Yellow. Really? Yeah, it's crazy. All right. But, so, you know, just make sure you do those things to kind of get ready. The other thing I did is I asked the mover to come and make sure they understood exactly what I was moving, because here's the worst thing that can happen with a mover. Oh, this job's bigger than what I estimated. While they got all their stuff on your stuff on their truck. Make sure that everything is very clear and in writing when you're working with a mover. We had a great experience here recently with a company called Peach Movers. We dealt with the marvelous Marvin, who is the owner of Peach Movers. He did a great job, and they did it as planned. So make sure you got a good mover. Get a good recommendation from your realtor. All right. Sam.
Yeah.
In the final segment here, in the last few minutes, let's talk about mice.
Ooh, mice. They're
and big mice.
One of those mice?
Big mice.
Big mice?
Yeah.
Little mice, black mice, brown mice. You know, mice are something that, you know, they're cute as long as they're in cartoons like Ratatouille and Mickey Mouse. But as soon as they show up in your house and they're running across the kitchen floor, you see it in the garage, everybody just starts going crazy. You know, mice, they really can't control their bladders like we can. And they pretty much just dribble pee and poop everywhere they go. So not only are mice unsightly, but there's also a real health concern that's associated with them and different bacteria that they can carry and transmit. And so if you do find mice, you know, one of the things that we encourage customers to do is to clean up after them with some bleach or some ammonia. And the cleaning process with their fecal is also important because it allows you to know whether you've gotten the problem under control. We can come out and we can take care of your crawl space, set traps up, do different things to take care of the problem. But you also want to know, your part is to be an active agent in it and help us know whether we're doing a good job of getting rid of the problem. And we do that by cleaning up their fecal. Mice are going to fit through a gap or a hole the size of a shirt button. And when you walk around your house, you need to look for those different types of entry points. One of the things that's great to do right now, before all the bushes and trees get overgrown through the summer, is to look at those foundation vents. Your foundation vents are typically going to have a screen mesh that's on the backside of them. And a lot of rodents will work towards pushing and gnawing on that screen to try to get holes to where they can get into your crawl space to live and enjoy the summer in a nice, cool environment. So take a look at those. Look around your garage door. Is the weather stripping on the bottom of your side door or your garage door bad? Shut the garage door, turn the lights off, and look to see if there are any light leaks inside the garage, because those are going to be a prime entry point for them. In your kitchens, look at those pipe chases, plug them up. But most importantly, give us a call at 704-334-1616 or bugivy.com. We'll come out and get you taken care of.
Yeah. You know, you're talking about bladder control, and you know, how old are you, Sam?
Old enough.
You're not old enough. Marty, you need to teach him a little bit of a lesson after the show is over. He should not be talking about bladder control to guys our age,
well,
is what I'm saying.
That's the reason you're cutting the show short for this afternoon, Paul.
No, I got a bucket. So they bring it into the studio for me.
Hope it's a tall one.
Yeah.
You took the gloves off.
I didn't say a word about that. Golly. The show, Your Real Estate Today. You can call us at 846-DONE, 846-3663, or on the web at myjamesonhomes.com. Yeah. God bless y'all, because you're going to need it after listening to this show. And if you call Marty, he'll be there. So,
yeah, we'll talk to you. 704-334-1616 or bugivy.com.
God bless, friends. We'll talk to you next week. The show, Your Real Estate Today. Take care.